Hello, hello. Thanks for checking out this mailbag, and it's brought to you by the Texas Lottery, and the best question gets $50 worth of Texas Lottery scratch-offs. I'm Drew Doherty. This is my good pal.
I'm D.P. Sidhu.
D.P. Sidhu. It's good to see you. I said Sidhu.
It's Sidhu.
It's Sidhu. I said
Sidhu. It's like S-I, yeah.
It's Sidhu. Sidhu. So, Sidhu, make sure you get that right. It's important. We want our names to be pronounced correctly.
I've heard worse, but it's okay.
All right, let's quit futzing around. Let's answer questions from the fans, and these come from Facebook. This one comes from Xavier Horton. He or she asks, how many carries will Arian Foster have against the Chargers? DP, we heard last week Gary Kubiak say, Foster's not going to get 30 carries coming back from the calf and the back injuries. So, what that means is probably going to see maybe 15. I bet he catches a few passes. But keep this in mind. A couple years ago in 2011, Arian Foster was coming off a couple game stretch where he'd missed some time because of a hamstring injury. Comes in against the Steelers and carries 30 times after being off for a little while. So anything could happen. What do you think?
I mean, what if Gary Kubiak is saying all this just to throw everybody off, and maybe that's part of their game plan? Don't anticipate Arian Foster have a lot of carries, but you know what? We're going to have him have a lot of carries because it's Monday night. It's the opener. Arian's got a lot to prove. He's had a lot of people doubting his abilities after all the injuries this offseason. I think you're right. It could go either way, but I'd probably be safe and say about 20 carries.
And I know I'm biased because I work for the Texans, but I think he's going to have a monstrous year, and I think Monday night's going to be fun for him because he's playing in the town where he played some of his high school ball.
Oh, so that's true.
He's back in San Diego. That'll be cool. All right, Petey Gold Standard Ligurski III. Somehow, I don't think that's his real name. Or his real
Gold
name,
Standard
right?
III? Okay.
Yeah, Petey Gold Standard Ligurski III. He wants to know, you think Ed Reed will be ready for week one? Fantastic question, and shoot, it's probably going to be one of those game time decisions where you see Reed is either inactive or active, but I think I'll gamble. I think he's going to be there. I think he'll play.
You do?
I do. I really do.
You know, I don't have a good feeling about this one. I think they want him to be ready, but everybody keeps saying the only person that knows if he's going to be ready is Ed Reed. And, you know, you hear that he looks good in practice, but a lot of the players say he looks good, but, you know, he looks like he is still kind of coming back from his injury. So I don't think they're going to rush it just because it's a primetime game week one. But I do think he will be back against Baltimore in week three. So, you know, he may take a few more weeks before he's ready.
Yep.
But it would be nice to see him back Monday night.
Totally, totally. It's going to be fun to see him patrol in the middle of the field. Okay, our good pal Phil Romsky closes it with this. Now that Brian Cushing re-signed, do you think J.J. Watt will be our next extension? Don't know if he's the very next extension, but I know he will get extended because J.J. Watt was J.J. Watt last year, and that's like having a big S on your chest and flying around stopping freight trains and stuff.
I mean, why would you not want to sign him? I think that they're going to do whatever it takes to get the job done, and he may very well. There may be all this other contract talk going on right now so that when it's time for J.J., they'll be ready to pay him the money and, you know, it'll be great once they do, because I'd like to see how long that contract extension is going to be exactly.
DP, it's time to pass out some money. So I think
I have pockets. I didn't bring my bag, so feel free.
Well, those pockets are going to be shallow because our good buddy Petey Gold
Large
Standard,
okay.
Petey Gold Standard Ligurski, because he's kind of stumping us. We don't really know for sure whether or not Ed Reed's going to play. Mm-hmm. Petey Gold Standard Ligurski, you get the $50 worth of Texas Lottery scratch-offs. This has been a mailbag. That's DP. I'm Drew. See you next time.